While Duke and eight other big power companies have been in court, at least a dozen others decided to clean up rather than fight. They're taking huge steps to slash pollution from their coal-fired power plants. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Shogren.
Near Richmond, Virginia, at Dominion Power Company's Chesterfield plant, more than 100 workers are busy with jackhammers, backhoes, and drills. They are building two massive structures designed to cut air pollution. David Heacock, a senior vice president of Dominion, says the company is spending $1.5 billion on pollution controls at eight plants.
We're seeing a tremendous reduction already. We've already seen a 40% reduction in Virginia and West Virginia from the controls we've already installed.
He says when the work is done in about 3 years, the reductions in three air pollutants will reach about 80%. He says his company has no regrets that it decided to work with the Environmental Protection Agency instead of going to court.
Dominion is still very pleased with our decision to install the controls and settle with the EPA. It's still the best decision for the environment, for our shareholders, and for our customers to do that. And we're well ahead of the rest of the industry.
Dominion has managed to pay for the cleanup without raising electricity rates. Heacock says the company avoided big legal bills, too.
For us, we chose cooperation over litigation. We could have spent tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars on lawyers. We preferred to spend that money on pollution control devices.
State officials say Virginians already are breathing more easily because of Dominion's decision. Bill Hayden is a spokesman for Virginia's Department of Environmental Quality.
In the late 90s, we could have 25 or more bad air days in Richmond. This summer, we had 9. And if it wasn't such a hot summer, we probably would have only had 3 or 4.
Hayden says the EPA is ready to take the city off the list of the nation's smoggiest places. Other places around the country have seen even more dramatic improvements when their local utilities agreed to clean up. Bruce Buckeit negotiated the EPA's cleanup deals with power companies.
The best example is Tampa Electric, which is the first company to settle. They put the controls on already, so they're done. And the Tampa area went from unhealthy air to healthy air just because of that.
Buckeit retired from the EPA 3 years ago. He says more power companies would have agreed to cut pollution, but soon after President Bush took office, the new officials at the EPA made it clear that they would rewrite the rules to favor industry.
Negotiating is all about leverage and convincing the other side that it's inevitable, so you might as well sign up and not put up a fight. And the companies were being encouraged by the administration not to settle. It was very disheartening because we thought we were doing a good thing for the country.
The companies that fought the EPA haven't made nearly the same progress in cleaning up emissions. For example, Duke's sulfur dioxide emissions have increased in recent years. But as it turns out, no matter how the Supreme Court rules, Duke won't escape pollution cuts because North Carolina passed an aggressive power plant pollution law. And new federal laws will eventually make most of the other companies clean up, too. Still, by going to court, they delayed the need to buy pollution controls. At Dominion Power in Virginia, Heacock says he's really glad his company has most of its work already behind it.
We have the advantage that we put many of our pieces of equipment in 4 or 5 years ago when the costs were much lower, and we're seeing, in some cases, a doubling of the cost today versus 4 or 5 years ago. It's a tremendous increase.
Heacock says however the Supreme Court rules, the power companies that fought the EPA may in the long run end up paying a hefty price. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.